This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India has raised the issue of two hijacked foreign flagged commercial vessels with 22 Indian sailors on board with Somali authorities. The vessels carrying 16 Indian seafarers on board MT Cebu and 6 Indian seafarers on board MV Lutuf were hijacked by armed pirates in separate incidents of Yemen and Somalia. In a social media post, the Indian High Commission in Kenya said all Indian seafarers are reportedly safe. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal, in response to a query during his bi-weekly media briefing yesterday, also addressed growing safety concerns regarding Indian mariners operating in volatile waters, reiterating New Delhi's commitment to prioritizing the welfare of its seafaring community. The government today imposed restrictions on the manufacturing, sale and distribution of all fixed-dose combinations FDCs containing chlorpheniramine maleate and phenylphrine hydrochloride for children below 4 years of age. The Health Ministry, in a notification, mandated a clear warning that these medicines shall not be used in children below 4 years of age and that safer alternatives are available. The government directed manufacturers to clearly display the warning, fixed-dose combination shall not be used in children below 4 years of age on the label, package insert and promotional literature associated with these formulations. Union Home Minister Amit Shah holds an important meeting with allied Gorkha leaders today at Sukna in Darjeeling, West Bengal. As per Gorkha Jan Mukti Morcha President Bimal Gurung, the issue of permanent political solution regarding long-pending demand will be discussed in the meeting. The details of meeting are yet to come. Later today, the Union Home Minister will chair a high-level Siliguri Corridor meeting with top BSF, SSB, IB, police and other state and central officials. India will host the BRICS Youth Ministers meeting today and the BRICS Sports Ministers meeting tomorrow at Visakhapatnam in Andhra Pradesh. According to the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports, the Youth Ministers meeting will focus on strengthening cooperation in youth development and empowerment with discussions on education, skill development, entrepreneurship, well-being and sustainable development. While the Sports Ministers meeting will bring together sports ministers and heads of delegation from 11 BRICS member countries to reaffirm their shared commitment to strengthening cooperation in sports. Two men were stabbed inside a Gurudwara in Canada's Alberta province after a man allegedly disrupted morning prayers ahead of a wedding ceremony. The attack occurred early this morning at Nanaksar Gurudwara Gursikh Temple on the northeastern outskirts of Edmonton. Officers responding to the incident arrested a man at the scene. Emergency personnel treated two adult men who sustained non-life-threatening injuries. Police had not announced a motive for the attack. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney condemned the attack and expressed solidarity with the victims and the Sikh community. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall over East Madhya Pradesh today. IMD said that heavy rainfall conditions are also expected to prevail over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab, East Uttar Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh for the day. Similar weather conditions have also been forecast for Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Odisha, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Uttarakhand and the northeastern part of India during the next 2 to 3 days. IMD has also advised fishermen not to venture into parts of East Central Arabian Sea till 24th of this month and over parts of West Central Bay of Bengal till 26th of this month. TikTok and its Chinese parent company, ByteDance, have agreed to pay $400 million to settle a U.S. Department of Justice lawsuit over the app's collection of children's data in violation of the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act. The Justice Department sued TikTok in 2024 on behalf of the Federal Trade Commission. The lawsuit alleged that TikTok allowed millions of children under 13 to create accounts without their parents' consent. In athletics, ace Indian javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra finished second at the Lausanne Diamond League with a season-best throw of 88.05 metre. In the BWF Badminton World Championships, the Indian women's doubles pair of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand will take on top seeds Liu Shen Yu and Tang Ning of China in the semi-finals at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.